Hey guys, today Rob and I are going to be talking about the do's and don'ts and the common mistakes that are made when it comes to your garbage disposal in your house. And this is going to be a fun podcast today because it's a lot of information and almost all of it is stuff that they can do themselves.
Giving away the secrets.
Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Rob.
And I'm Ray. And welcome to House Talk. Today, I love this topic because we're talking about garbage disposals, and there's a lot to cover on this.
Oh, the infamous disposal.
Yes. And you know what I love most about these, bro?
What's that?
This is one of the appliances in a homeowner's home that they can do a lot of things with themselves.
That's true.
They don't have to call us if they don't want to.
Yeah, we're going to tell them some tricks of the trade today with garbage disposal.
Yes.
You know, Mullen started as a drain company.
Right.
I mean, when we started, was it 2025, 52 years ago?
Yes.
When plumbing started, they really just opened drains in the beginning and then started doing plumbing work. And the old disposal is the culprit for a lot of drain problems in the kitchen sink.
It really is.
Most of the time, it's more because people don't use it properly. People have asked me before, what do you put down your disposal?
Everything.
Anything that'll fit.
Yeah. Potpourri. Put it down.
It's okay if you do it correctly.
Right.
But you want to have the water running before you start putting something in the disposal. I've gone to other people's house and watched them cleaning off plates, and they'll pack this thing full until the sink starts filling up, and then they want to turn the disposal on. Well, then it instantly takes all that food in the disposal and shoves it in the drain at one time. That's when you end up with a problem, and it ends up stuck in the...
The bee trap, along with my gum.
But there's a couple of tricks. Got a little funny,
handy dandy Allen wrench.
Looks like it's been bent a little bit.
Right.
Turn this thing over and we're going to show you.
This is if it gets jammed or stuck.
And why would it get jammed?
Yeah. And I can't imagine. But I can tell you one thing that most people would not guess, I believe. A lot of times you think, a piece of metal has fallen down in there. A piece of plastic or other stuff that doesn't belong in there has got it jammed up. But what about a lot of folks? Because today is real popular to have a single basin, single drain sink.
Yep.
And
big farm sink.
Yeah. And they're like, my disposal doesn't work anymore. And I don't understand why, because I never used it. And I'm like, that might be where the problem's coming from. It gets corroded.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's
worse
passing through.
Just not using it.
Exactly. So,
but we found all kinds of things in disposal. We find change. We find bottle caps.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of
you
stuff.
You name it, we found it in there.
But if your disposal's not working, you flip the switch, hear it kind of humming, but it won't turn.
Yes.
That's what this little wrench is for here. Disposal wrench right in the center in the bottom is where the shaft that runs all the way through that turns the blades of the motor, and you install that in there and turn it back and forth until you've got this turning freely to where it's not jammed.
By the way, make sure the disposal's turned off when you do this.
You definitely want to do that. Make sure that's off. But that doesn't solve the whole problem because you've still got something in the disposal that's caused it to lodge. So you're going to have to, get in there and get that out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, definitely, if it's got a pigtail on it that's plugged into an outlet, unplug that from the outlet.
Right.
If it's hardwired, make sure the breaker's shut off before you do that and get that out of the disposal.
Yeah, I love it. Or, a shop vac works really well if you have one.
Yeah.
Stick that down in there and just kind of suck everything out.
Yeah.
And then, you've got this reset, too, that's on the bottom that usually if it's locked up like that, it's a thermal overload. It's going to throw. It's like a little breaker on there.
Trips that little switch.
Easy to reset. If it's popped out and you can see it popped out, you just push it back in. It resets.
How many times have we been called by a customer and they think they need to replace their disposal because they hit the switch and nothing happens? They don't hear it humming anything.
Yes.
And it's just that reset. Hit that reset. You're back in business.
You're back in business. So with us talking about a disposal getting filthy, getting built up grime and corrosion, getting locked up,
It
might start smelling a little funny. And is there anything that a homeowner could do to potentially prevent all of this? And I want to start before we give them our handy dandy easy solution.
Hey, Oklahoma, if you need us anytime, day, night, 365 days a year, you can reach us at mullininc.com on the website. You can book the call directly. or we will reach back out to you if you need a quote, estimate, ask a question, whatever you need, we're here to help. Yeah?
What do you think about these things? I mean, the producers were asking if they were lemon drops. I told them yes, but they didn't.
They don't taste very good, that's for sure. Now, these are little disposal cleaners that you can drop down in there. Most of them are kind of scent smelled or citrus smelled.
Mm-hmm.
You can drop those in there, turn the disposal on, and this will help clean that disposal and eliminate the odor. But I'll tell you what I do at my house.
Yeah.
Get a cup of ice out of the ice maker,
mm-hmm.
turn the disposal on, have the water running, put a couple of ice cubes at a time down through there, a little bit of liquid soap. That ice is hard enough that it breaks loose all the slime and the gunk that gets built up in that disposal.
Yeah.
But it's not hard enough to hurt the disposal itself.
I love it. And, you know, something else that I think is really important to share with folks out there is that, you know, when we're cleaning dishes or we're pouring things down the drain, a lot of times I think there's a misconception with the fact that hot water is the best because hot water dissolves things. It melts what's on the plate.
That's what everybody thinks.
And it does do that, right? But it's not the best thing when you're trying to clean a disposal or you're pouring something down your drain. You want to use cold water. It carries better.
Yep. Keeps all that food moving. That's another good point, too.
Yes.
That once you turn the disposal off, don't immediately shut the water off. Keep that water running so that the food that's gone through the disposal that's now in the drain can move through the drain and out into the main sewer line.
Yes. This is good stuff. I mean, I feel like this is highly informative. And so far, I feel like almost everything we've talked about are things that homeowners can do themselves. We got one more thing to talk about that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this little connection there on that side?
What is this guy? You know, almost everybody nowadays has a dishwasher.
Right.
And the dishwasher typically connects to the disposal.
And why is that?
Because it's going to drain. I mean, when it washes the dishes, it's got to drain out. It's got to go.
And the food that comes off the dishes from the dishwasher
going into the disposal.
Go into the disposal to get processed before they go into the drain.
Which all makes sense. So this sort of sets up the call, right? We get the phone call. The guy, it's usually the guy, and he's like,
we'll blame it on him.
Yeah, we're going to blame the husband. You know, come on. He changed out the disposal. He did everything right. He checked for leaks. He calls. He's frantic because they were running the dishwasher and now the kitchen is flooding.
Yep. Got water coming out the front of the dishwasher door.
And he's probably like me. He did not read the directions. And there's one little tricky step that most people do not know about that we have some tools here. We're going to show them today.
And that's because this connection right here has a plug in it that seals it off so that if you don't have a dishwasher,
mm-hmm.
you don't have water pouring out of this. But if you do have a dishwasher and you're connecting a drain to this, you got to knock that plug out.
Yeah. And if you don't read the directions or you're not a plumber, you don't know this. So you just disconnected that hose from the old disposal.
Yep.
You put it back just like you saw the old one, and you're like, what's the problem?
We've seen people replace their dishwasher because they thought the dishwasher was bad to find out
it's awful.
The plug hadn't been knocked out of the disposal.
So, you know, when people hear this, Rob, they're probably like, holy cow, wait a minute. How hard is this to do? We decided that we're actually going to do this live on this podcast.
I love it.
And just show them how it's done.
Let's knock this thing
out. Let's knock it out, man. I didn't even bring a hammer.
I'm going to get my safety glasses. And they're only considered safety glasses because it's a lot safer if I can see what I'm doing.
Yeah. Got your bifocals built in there.
Got my hammer.
All right. Very nice.
Chisel.
You got the chisel. Boom. I heard it drop in there. Let's fit that off. And here we go. And it usually comes out of there. It's about the size of a penny. And you definitely want to take it out. Look at this guy. It's actually smaller.
Yeah, if you don't and you turn the disposal on, you're going to hear it in there sounding like a wood chipper.
You're going to need the Allen wrench that we just talked about.
Yep.
You know, you get this piece out and it's made to pop out pretty easily.
Yeah, as you saw one hit.
It's just tap it. And this is all you got to do. And then you connect the dishwasher and everything is going to
work. And you're golden.
You're golden. And of course, as always, if they find themselves with plumbing issues and they're like, you know what? I don't want to do this myself. I think I just want to call a professional.
They can find us on the web.
How do they get a hold of us,
brother? MullenInc.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
You're pumped up today.
Oh, yeah.
And that has been House Talk. Hey, guys, if you need to get a hold of us to book a call or to maybe get a free quote for us to come out and assess a problem, you can reach us anytime on the website at www.MullenInc.com.